This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And, you know, as you look and see what's going on in the world, all sorts of things that just don't make sense. Unless you understand that there really are spiritual and supernatural forces in the world, and that we are seeing what I believe is the fulfillment of an age-old plan for the establishment of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and an effort to destroy Christianity and impose a worldwide rule of a different type of God. The great architect of the universe, certainly, you call him by many, many names, but I call him Lucifer. It's not simply a stretch of the imagination, but basically there is all the evidence that's there, and certainly one of the most dramatic ways that you can reaffirm what I'm saying is to watch the DVDs put forward by our good friend Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy has a church in Las Vegas, but of course he gets film footage from all over the world. And he has put together 50 DVDs, he calls the Final Countdown, and we carry them. There are 9 masters, and then, of course, each one has 5 or 6 DVDs in it that will actually document beyond any shadow of a doubt the supernatural element of what's going on today. And once you begin to recognize that supernatural element, so many of the strange things happening today began to make sense. Pastor Billy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Moncase. It's always a joy to be on.
You just go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, you know, one thing I'd like to mention, of course, is talking about the issue of a one-world government. Of course, that's always a hot topic. And you know, some people might scoff and say, oh, there's not really a smoke-filled room where people are actually making plans to take over the planet. Well, actually, there is. In fact, they're getting pretty blunt about it. If you just take a look at your newspaper, and you could just do a search on the internet, just type in Joe Biden New World Order, and these guys are doing it again. And of course, New World Order is the buzz phrase for one world government. And they always have code words for things that they're up to. You know, they're not going to show up on the scene and say, hey, everybody, we're going to take the planet over with a one world government. Ha, ha, ha. You know, people would freak. But if you tell people with this utopian attitude, hey, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could just bring peace to the planet and all this all the governments around the world could work together and fix all the economies. And, you know, wouldn't it be great if we just had this new world order? Yeah, that's it. And, folks, I'm telling you, this isn't make-believe. He's out there again. This isn't the first time, by the way, he's done it. And, of course, he's not the only one. And this isn't the only presidential administration that's done it. It's been going on for a long time. Richard Nixon, back in the day, I think it was 67, he calls for a new world order. Both Bush administrations called for a new world order. Clinton called for a new world order. World leaders are calling for a new world order. The Pope is calling for a new world order. But again, folks, this isn't make-believe. You know, as one person said, it's not a conspiracy theory if you can demonstrate it as fact. And just type it in. I challenge you, just even tonight, Joe Biden, new world order. And right, he just a couple weeks ago, he just said this to Air Force cadets, about 1,000 of them. Graduate, and he says, quote, I believe that we and mainly you have an incredible opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century. And, folks, these guys are really doing this. Okay, you wonder why our country's going down the tubes? You wonder why nothing is changing no matter what administration is? It's because the Bible predicted nearly 2,000 years ago, you're going to see the planet split up into 10 chunks. And after that happens, you're going to see all the people give all that power over to one guy. He's called the Antichrist. We're headed for a one-world government. It's being formed before our very eyes.
And ladies and gentlemen, certainly go to your Google, type in Joe Biden, New World Order. You'll find that that is exactly what Joe said when he was talking to the Air Force cadets. But they want to make it so preposterous, you won't believe it. There's a subversive element that controls both political parties. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
While a storm silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. Buy all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and macro silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most research use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlic is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlicozyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlicozyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlicozyme now. Garlicozyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Billy. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Pastor Billy is talking about the plan. It's there, and it is, of course, to utilize the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. That's why this is being kept secret from you. This is why the media is under control and why you're never hearing what you're going to hear here on Radio Liberty, or what you're going to hear if you get to Pastor Billy's DVDs and watch them. And that is the fact that the plan is being carried out today, not only in the United States, but it's a worldwide plan to bring about a one-world government. And when that one-world government comes, the ruler will be Lucifer, the Antichrist. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, just take a little bit of a detour, but still on topic, I believe. You know, you think, well, how in the world are they going to do this, you know? Well, they've used the same tactics they've used in many other things that they're doing to us, like with the one-world economy, one-world religion. As the old axiom, you know, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. They know that we're more apt to surrender our freedoms in a time of fear than in a time of peace. And many people believe that a World War III is going to be created, and out of the ashes, if you will, of World War III, the Antichrist is going to arise. It's going to be a lot of people feel that it's going to involve nuclear weapons, obviously, and things of that nature. It's going to be a horrific time, so bad that it'll be, if you will, the last straw to get people to cry out for, hey, if only we had some global ruler. We can't ever let this happen again, World War III, ever, ever, ever. And then he's going to rise and to prominence. And again, that's what a lot of people feel. Certainly makes sense. It certainly makes sense with the scripture. And boy, you talk about a hot topic on the in the news right now. The Bible actually talks about a war coming. Sometimes it's called the Ezekiel 38 war. Sometimes it's called the Gog and Magog war, or Gog and Magog prophecy. but it's dealing with a formation of a country in Ezekiel 38 that come against Israel in the last days that are going to lose in horrible fashion. Many people believe that this very well could be the next World War, World War III. And let me just read to you a text on that. Ezekiel 38 talks about this. It says, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Prophesy against him and say, this is what the sovereign Lord said. I'm against you, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I'm going to turn you around. I'm going to put hooks in your jaws. I'm going to bring you out with your whole army, your horses, your horsemen fully armed, and a great horde with large and small shields, all of them brandishing their swords. Persia, Cush, and Put will be with them, all their shields and helmets, and Gomer with all his troops, and Beth-Dagorma from the far north with all his troops, and the many nations with you. And it goes on, and that's just the first six verses of Ezekiel 38. But it goes on through chapter 38 and chapter 39. Chapter 39 tells how God absolutely decimates all these nations that come against Israel. Okay, he's not too pleased with them because they all band together to try to destroy Israel. And again, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because many believe that this is going to be World War III, according to the scripture. Okay, now the key is to figure out how close are we to this World War III, and is this really going to be the platform, the excuse, if you will, that we're going to see the rise of a global ruler to take onto the scene. Is you have to do your homework, okay? Because this was a prophecy about 2,600 years ago by Ezekiel. And today, you know, we don't take vacations in Put, and we certainly don't go visit our family in Beth-Dagorma. Obviously I'm being humorous to make a point. It means you have to do, these are real places then, and they're still real places today. You just have to do your homework and figure out who in the world these nations today are that Ezekiel prophesied 2,600 years ago that would specifically come against Israel. Well, first of all, when you do the research, you see that the country, Magog, that is north of the Caspian Sea, it's Russia. So let me read to you the nation that are going to come against Israel in the last days that many people believe is going to be World War III, and you tell me how close we are. According to Ezekiel, 2,600 years ago, when you see this on the planet, it's on the cusp of taking place. Russia, or Magog, is going to team up together with Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, Syria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Lebanon. And they're all going to come against Israel to destroy her in the last days, according to Ezekiel. Folks, what in the world do you think is going on in the news right now? Russia, again, of course, is on the move, coming down, first with Georgia, now in Ukraine. But you're seeing Russia, who is the one who is helping to arm these Islamic nations who are all coming against Israel in the last days. Okay, and again, the reason why I bring that up is because, you know, I'm not going to say thus saith the Lord, but a lot of people believe is that the Antichrist may very well be alive on the planet right now, may very well be a part of some political regime over in Europe. Okay, we know it's going to be a revived Roman Empire. But what excuse does he need to rise to power? Because remember, Daniel also says in Daniel 9:27 that the very event that starts the seven-year tribulation is going to be the fact that the Antichrist does what nobody else has been able to do, even for decades, and that is make a peace treaty with Israel, specifically for 7 years, a covenant with Israel. And folks, where in the world is everybody wanting to make a peace treaty right now? Of course, it's with Israel, little bitty, teeny tiny Israel. Everybody wants to make a peace treaty with. Okay, and turn on your news. Well, one guy's going to pull it off, and maybe it's going to take a horrible event, World War III, maybe the Gog and Magog War that Ezekiel warned about 2,600 years ago, to take place, and then the Antichrist rises out of that and becomes the savior, if you will, to the planet. He is able to do, after that horrible aftermath, what nobody else could do. All right, I did it. I was able to bring peace to the Middle East. We just signed a covenant with Israel and our neighbors for 7 years. Folks, that's the very event that starts the seven-year tribulation, okay? Folks, that's all current news. That's what's going on right now. And that's what these guys are working towards. When they take control of the planet, and whether they use a crisis to get the job done, it wouldn't be surprising they used that same tactic today and all kinds of things. But they're not even just waiting for that. They are already getting the other pieces into place. Because remember, Revelation 13 says this is going to be a horrible time. They're going to make you do stuff you don't want to do. They're going to order you to do stuff you want to, don't want to do. They are going to force you to do it, or you're going to die. And you might think, well, ain't getting me, man. But say what? I'm just going to, you know, hide out. I'm going to store up food and water. I'm going to, you know, just make sure I got everything I need, and they'll never find me. Well, folks, hate to burst your bubble, but you really don't think that they've thought of that? You see, because what they're doing, folks, is they're working right now to control the food supply. And I'm not just talking about the food supply here in America. I'm talking about the food supply across the planet. Now, again, if you read the Bible, that shouldn't surprise you, because Revelation 6 talks about there's going to be a global food distribution program, because Revelation 6 talks about this global famine that's going to occur on the planet. And it says that a quart of wheat for a day's wages, okay, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. And so what we see is, according to the Bible, during a global famine, it's going to get so bad that you're going to have to work a whole day just to get a quart of wheat for yourself, or you can opt out for that and get a three quarts of barley, which is basically animal feed, to feed you and a family of two. That's it. And so the Revelation tells us not just there's going to be a famine, and not just what people are going to be doled out, but what does that imply? That implies that there's going to have to be a global entity controlling the food in order to dole it out. Okay, is the whole point. There's going to be a global food distribution program. Now, again, it's on a global scale. This isn't local. This is global. So if we're getting close to this passage being fulfilled, then we not only need to see a one-world government being formed before our very eyes, we have to see an entity work towards controlling the food supply on the planet. Folks, again, that's what's happening right now. And what they're doing is they're using a crisis to get it done. This is what's going on with all this horrible food crisis that we keep hearing about. I'm not saying that they're not real, but what I'm saying is, the point is, watch what happens every time one of these food outbreaks, crises, whatever, happen. They use it as an excuse to take more and more control over our food supply. They are the ones who need to dictate what we can and cannot eat. You know, you got the salmonella outbreak, spinach, you got the tomato problem, you got the peanut butter problem, you got the E. coli thing, the mad cow disease, the hoof and mouth disease, and everything else just keeps going around. They use these as an excuse to, quote, protect us. You know, from these horrible dangers, you know, from bad peanut butter. And so that's their excuse to manage our fund. And again, folks, if you know that's happening, that thing going on in Congress, okay? Recently, the Obama administration voted a food safety group to, quote, protect the U.S. food supply. And, of course, what was the excuse? It was those outbreaks in spinach and peppers and tomatoes. And quote, they said, hey, listen, we're not just designing laws that will keep the American meat safe, but we're going to be enforcing them. Like it, believe it or not, too bad, because we have those bad peppers, now they're taking over food. Okay, now, if you don't follow these new food laws, you're going to have a penalty. And did you know the penalty is you're going to lose your property? Okay, and that's because there's a house solution out there called the Food Safety Modernization Act, creation of a FSA, like we have the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration that control the pharmaceuticals. They want to create a safety administration to, quote, allow the government to regulate food production at all levels. It even mandates the property, seizure of the property, fine up to $1 billion per offense, and criminal prosecution for those who fail to comply to these regulations. They're going to control food, folks. In fact, one of these bills, a safety and tracking movement, and they say they want a national database of our food supply, electronic records to identify. They're going to know where every food is on the planet, and we have the technology for that, and they're pushing that because of these food scares. It's called RFID. They want to chip our food supply so they know who's got what where. You're not going to be able to store it up. They're going to come and get it.
And it may sound incredible, ladies and gentlemen, but remember, in the name of terrorism, well, they're tracking everything. They're listening to your telephone conversations. They're watching what you do with cameras all across America. They certainly have their agents planted in every community, and they have their massive computers to record everything you do.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone, and he's simply talking about the programs that certainly are being introduced here. And then right now, because a lot of them just don't make sense, people, programs like the DARPA and others. But, of course, do they play a part in the prophesied coming genocide, which is going to take place in America? Pastor Billy, you go right ahead.
Well, and some of that technology that's developing is they're really pushing these robotics. some of the robotics, they're making robotic pack animals. One of them is called Big Dog. You can check it out on the internet. And it's pretty creepy looking. And this Big Dog, giant animal robot, it's designed to carry the gear for the soldiers. But that's the tip of the iceberg. They're building all kinds of robotic animals, critters, all different kind of things. There's one called Little Dog. There's other people are doing one. There's spiders. There's robotic beetles. There's just it sounds so Star Wars, Star Trek-y, folks, but this is actually what they're not just working on, they're releasing, okay? But the point that I brought up Sunday was there's another thing that they're working on. And I'm not kidding you, folks. It's a robotic cheetah, okay? A robotic cheetah, a wild animal. And it looks just like a cheetah. It's completely robotic. It actually works, and it runs faster than the faster human being. I showed a video clip. This thing was eclipsing at like 28 miles an hour. You're not going to outrun this thing. But it was a news broadcast, and it not only said that DARPA is creating this robotic cheetah, but this one is going to be designed to carry gear for soldiers. This one is going to be able to hunt people down, okay, and take you out. And you put all that together, it's like, well, maybe that's what John saw. Maybe it's a natural animal as a wild beast. Maybe he saw these new technological wild beasts that are specifically being designed to kill people, to hunt them down. Absolutely crazy. Folks, this is the kind of society that is coming with this one world government. And when Revelation says that this guy is going to make you do it, he's going to order you to do it, he's going to force you to do it, if you don't do what he says, including follow these food laws, maybe he's going to send one of these robotic cheetahs after you. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Sounds like a cartoon. Sounds like a science fiction. You check it out, folks. This is happening now. This is the level of control. This is the society that's being built for us, okay? And it's not pretty. You don't want to be there, okay? But again, what they want to do with our food supply is not just create a national database and electronically identify it. But they want to know everything about it, where the food was grown, prepared, handled, manufactured, processed, distributed, shipped, warehoused, imported, to ensure the safety of our food. Don't you feel safe? In fact, one guy who's pushing this bill, here's his rationale. He said, if the Postal Service can track a package from my office in Washington to my office in Cincinnati, we should be able to do the same thing for food products. Families that are struggling with the high cost of groceries should not have to worry about the safety of their food. This legislation gives the government the resources it needs to protect the public. Or maybe it's to control the public's food supply. Okay? And if you think it's really going to lead to total control, you don't think it is? That's really what it is. In fact, they're going not just down to the food that's already been grown is going to be controlled. You won't even be able to grow your own food because they're going down to the seed level. There's a new law proposed by the European Commission, folks, check it out, that would make it, and I quote, illegal to grow, reproduce, or trade any vegetable seeds that have not been tested, approved, and accepted by the new EU bureaucracy named the EU Plant Variety Agency. So now they have an agency to control the plant supply. It is called the Plant Reproductive Material Law. Check it out. And it attempts to put the government in charge of not just the food, but virtually all plants and seeds, which means home gardeners who grow their own plant from, listen, non-regulated seeds, meaning you didn't get them from the government, would be considered criminals under this law. And then you start to look bad, and we've talked about this before, but you start putting together this, it's almost like they know something's coming, and they're not telling us about it, and they're preparing us for some sort of a horrible future that they're building for us. Right now, folks, if you think, well, there's no way I could, okay, maybe they're going to pull it off in America, maybe in some of the other more well-developed countries, but are they really going to control the whole food supply on the planet? Yeah, folks, whether you realize it or not, our food supply right now across the world is currently in the hands of three entities, Cargo, Monsanto, ConAgra, and Novartis ADM. And they freely admit, folks, if you want to control the world, forget the fuel, forget oil. Who cares? You need to control the food supply. This is what Dwayne Andreas, he's the former chairman of ADM, said. He said, the food business is far and away the most important business in the world. Food is what you need to sustain life. Food is the absolute beginning. You can't run a tractor without fuel. You can't run a human being without it either. In other words, you control the food system. you control the population on the planet.
And they're making their plans, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, all of these people are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Pastor Billy certainly talking about the Doomsday Seed Bank up there just south of the North Pole, maybe 600-800 miles, carefully guarded where they are preserving viable seeds. And this is heavily guarded. Why are they doing that? Because they know a major crisis is coming. They know certainly they have already distorted and destroyed most of the seeds that are commonly used here. They have to be renewed every year. A lot of them certainly will not regenerate or will not regenerate with proper food. And then we have our GMO foods and all of the other things that are there to contaminate and kill people. But they are preparing a seed bank for themselves when we start in all over again. Pastor Billy, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you to your website and your church?
Yeah, sure. You can check us out at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, GETALIFEMEDIA.com, getalifemedia.com. If you're in Las Vegas area, you want to join us for studying live, you can at sunriselv.com, Sunrise Baptist Church, sunriselv.com. LV is in Las Vegas is our website, or you can search my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-O-N as in M-E-E. And that'll take you where you need to go.
And I would like to suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that you make it a point to get Pastor Billy's of the DVD sets. Every one has 5 or 6 DVDs in it. There are 50 DVDs in all. And, of course, they cover this issue. I think there are 9 sets, and they contain the 50 DVDs. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, as Pastor Billy has done an outstanding job with it. You can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to order them. Pastor Billy's kept them very inexpensive. I would simply point out that we are losing our change we've had for 22 years, and we have a new one, but right now you can't dial it. You will be able to after midnight, so putting the call in to order those DVDs, but they could be one of the most important DVDs or sets of DVDs you have, because they will help you understand what's going on, and they have the most unusual footage in them. I don't know where Pastor Billy got this footage, but it is just vitally essential that you have this, that you watch it, and then, of course, that you can call up to up to midnight. After that, not until tomorrow. So call Sydney up to midnight tonight, and then you'll be able to later on call a new exchange number using the same number. So anyway, Pastor Biller, go right ahead.
Well, again, the ultimate control of the food supply is taking the master seeds and destroying them. And then, of course, you got all the master seeds taken away in the vault, and, game's over, right? I mean, because eventually your food supply, even if you store it up and could keep it, even though they're already starting to show trends of raiding people's food supplies, food co-ops, if you're paying attention to what's going on, folks. But even if you somehow were, eventually you're going to run out. You think, well, I'll just grow some more. No, you won't, because they've locked it up. Literally, all the master seeds, and they've taken the seeds that are still out there, and they're slowly swapping them out with ones that they have genetically modified with what's called the Terminator gene. And the Terminator gene is a new seed that they've developed, and different seeds that commit suicide or become feral in the second generation, which means it doesn't self-replicate anymore. You have to always go back to them, get your next batch of seeds. It's the ultimate total supply of our food, okay? And again, part of the way that they're trying to get us to go along with this is by creating this crisis, not only with these food scares, salmonella and E. coli and all that stuff. And again, I'm not saying that stuff doesn't happen. I'm just saying that if you pay attention to what happens after this stuff happens, it's an excuse to grab more and more control of our food supply. But the other one that's big out there, and I don't know if we talk too much about it, is the old health craze / obesity crisis. And I'm not against trying to get good health. I try to do it myself, to be reasonable about it. But they're using the extreme, this obesity issue, which of course isn't just an issue and a personal choice from people. It's a crisis. Oh no. And it's another excuse to, oh no, look at these people. Who, it used to be in America that if you it's the land of the free. So you get to make your choices, but you also get to live with your choices, good, bad, or ugly. It's part of being responsible. It's part of being a responsible free citizen. Hopefully you choose what's right. Hopefully you do what's responsible. But if you don't, you're going to have to live with that decision. Well, not anymore. We live in this collective conscious now that if a extreme small minority of people are doing something that they deem is not good, then it becomes the excuse to control what everybody does or doesn't get to do. And that's the same thing with this. Most people aren't obese as we would consider obese, but they take these extreme examples, and that's all you ever see in the media, as if that's somehow the norm, and that's not true, number one. But they take that, and they're going down as far as, believe it or not, handing out obesity cards, fat report cards in school for kids, okay? And the other thing that they're doing is now that they've grabbed control of the healthcare industry, part of what's written into the new electronic record in the healthcare law is what's called a mandatory BMI index reporting. And that's your body mass index, how much of your body is fat related, et cetera. And so guess what's going to happen, folks? If your BMI number comes back in this new healthcare law, is not just law, healthcare system that they have passed through now upon us, guess what's going to happen? They're going to tell you what you can and cannot eat. And so it's all happening at the same time. And some of these guys that are behind this, folks, I'm telling you, they are extremely radical. They're literally like food police. And you're thinking, oh, come on, can't get that bad. Yes, it is, folks, because, again, they're going to control everything you eat. Okay, in fact, in England, they already have food police. Okay, here in America, they're handing out fat report cards. Oh, by the way, there are also people and corporations. They're starting with businesses. Schools are handing out fat report cards. Businesses, certain people, if you smoke or if you have high cholesterol, which I'm not saying I don't smoke, and I'm not saying, again, to be irresponsible. But again, what happened to being responsible for making your own free decision? Okay. But companies right now are starting to fire people who don't go along with their health incentive programs. Why? Because it costs the company too much money with all these health care issues, right? So you're going to lose your job if you smoke or if you're obese or if you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure and you don't turn it around. It's already happening. People are starting to lose their jobs. And not just the people who work for the companies, but their spouses who don't even work for the company. So now it's in your house. So if your spouse doesn't do what they say to do, then you're going to get fired. So all this is happening to get us used to the idea of why, what? For our own good, for our own safety. You know, because we apparently can't make our own decisions anymore, okay? And they're going to make it for us, okay? But again, they got these food police. In England, they are actually reduced to doing this. They're photographing school children's packed lunches to analyze the content, and then they contact the parents to encourage them to improve the nutritional value. They're photographing the lunches. Now, even here in America, okay, they're already planning to limit what we can and cannot do. Of course, this, when I was pastor in New York, that was a big thing. They're still pushing. But it was all of a sudden trans fats were bad. And so they it wasn't just, you know, you can make an intelligent choice to stay away from that. If you wanted to, this is America. You're supposed to be free, and you're supposed to be responsible for your decisions, good, bad, or ugly. But then they said, no, we're going to ban that food item. And so now they're moving to banning food items, which means that we're taking away what you can eat. And some of the things that they're working on trying to limit and take away is something like salt. Because, you know, too much salt's bad for us. That's a whole other topic I don't have time to get into. But the FDA is getting in on this, and they're analyzing salt content and over tons of product, okay, to control it for our own good. And one of the big culprits behind a lot of this stuff, folks, is an outfit called, please check this out, Center for Science in the Public Interest. Now, that sounds great, doesn't it? Wow, they must really care about it. Listen to what these guys are up to. The Center for Science and Public Interest, or CSPI. And the leader of this guy, he's just, you might as well look at him as a food police guy, because that's what he's doing. The head of it is a guy named Michael Jacobson, okay? And he just happens to be a vegetarian. Okay, which, again, you want to be a vegetarian? Hey, go for it. That's your individual choice in a land that is free. The problem is these people want everybody to eat what they think they should eat, which is what they eat. Okay, that's the problem. But this guy, he is called a rabid vegetarian who is horrified by nearly anything that the rest of us choose to eat. And he is calling, and they are calling the CSPI for taxes on foods with fat, sugar, and sodium. Okay, one of them's called the Twinkie Tax, okay? And you think, well, they're never going to get that passed. Well, hey, folks, they're looking for all kinds of ways to make money in a struggling economy, right? I mean, you've seen certain economies, certain states are going crazy over legalizing marijuana. Why? Because it'll help increase revenue, and it does. But they're looking for anything, as crazy as it is, even on that issue, to increase revenue. So you think that they wouldn't want to join in on taxing now our food, like if it's got too much fat or sugar or sodium? That's exactly what they're working on, folks, and which is going to just, of course, drive up the cost even more and restrict freedom of what we choose to eat. Now, CSPI is literally attacking virtually every food product on the planet, and it begs the question. One guy said this, well, man, what's left to eat? I'm not making this up. Check this up. This is Michael Jacobson, the head of this outfit. He suggests, here's what we should eat then, a sandwich of lettuce and bread. That's it. Okay? He says, but, quote, be careful, because the bread has salt in it and the lettuce may have been sprayed with chemicals. So he advises a near-starvation diet of not much more than potatoes and carrots, but don't overindulge in them. And he says, quote, the American public cannot be trusted to make their own choices, quote, so we must do it for them. Folks, this is exactly what they're working on. For you and I, slowly but surely, they're corralling us in to get us to go along and get us used to the idea that somebody is going to dictate what we eat and what we don't eat. Now, if you read the Bible, it's not a surprise. We know that there's going to be a global food distribution during the seven-year tribulation. They're going to dole out the food during a global famine. We know that it's going to be headed up by a one-world government that is going to make force order people to do things they don't want to do. And food, as they have admitted, I quoted Dwayne Andreas of Archer Daniels Midland. He admitted that food is where the real control lies. Folks, you don't want to be a part of this, okay? But again, as crazy as that is, the other thing they're working on is controlling the water supply, right? Because even more so, you can go without food for quite a while, but you got even less time when it comes to water. We have got to have fresh water. And folks, I'm telling you, they thought of that too. They are working on controlling our water supply, okay? In fact, in certain states, and we demonstrate report of this, a news broadcast, that they're actually making it illegal to collect rainwater in many states in the United States. Okay, and one of them, we just gave an example of this guy in Utah, and he's a prominent car dealer, and he wanted to, quote, do something, you know, quote, good for the environment. And so he developed a system where he collected rainwater on the roof of his new building there for his car dealership and stored it in a cistern, and then he recycled that water to clean the cars with and thought he was doing a great thing. Well, they came in and says that's illegal. You cannot legally divert rainwater. I'm not talking pumping it out of the river. It's just rainwater. And he says, I was surprised. We thought it was our water. Okay, so apparently they even own the water that comes from the sky. And then we share another example where this lady was capturing rainwater, and she was using it to water in her garden. Can't do it, okay? And it's a violation of the law. And one guy, one of the officials there said, quote, if she really does do that, then she ought to have a water right to do it. Excuse me? I need to have a right from the government just to collect rainwater? It's illegal? Oh, but it's going on a global scale, folks, because believe it or not, the UN right now is seeking to control the planet's drinking water. I'm not making this up. Check it out. It's called the Blue Planet Project, okay? And it's part of a global movement to promote the UN's belief that water is life and that the world is in a global water crisis. More than 1 billion people don't have access to safe drinking water, and we've got to do something. You know, we can't train people to be responsible and get your own water supply, but no, we have to control the whole planet's water supply.
But what's even more incredible is they're tearing out dams. You can go up on the internet and simply type in a search engine, tearing out dams. You'll find out they're tearing out dams all across America, so there will be a shortage of water. These people know exactly what they're doing. It is simply that the average individual could not believe anything could be this diabolical. Pastor Billy, go ahead.
Well, again, it's all part of control. And they believe that it's their duty to, you know, control the water supply, not just the food supply, but now the water supply. And it's for our, quote, own good, because we don't know how to do it ourselves. And it's actually been called, quote, the mother of all power grabs. And one guy said this. He says, but oddly enough, the news media has totally ignored what should be the biggest news story of the year. Yeah, somebody actually trying to control the planet's fresh water supply? You'd think that'd make the news somewhere, but folks, by and large, it's not. So now you got control of the food supply. Now you got control of the water supply. I'd say when somebody comes up on the scene, like Revelation 13 says, and says, I order you to set up an image in honor of the Antichrist and worship it or die, I think a lot of people probably will, because he's got a couple things in his pocket. Well, you're not going to get any food. You're not going to get any water. It also says, hey, He's also going to force everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or forehead so that no one could buy or sell unless he had this one. So you mean I won't be able to buy or sell food or water unless I take the mark of the beast? Wow. It's not just the fact that we have the technology to pull off the mark of the beast. He has the ability now, one guy, to control what we buy and sell, including food and water on the planet. And so if you're awfully hungry and awfully thirsty and you got a family to take care of, and this guy shows up and says, worship me and take this chip, or you're not going to get any water, or you're not going to get any food. Folks, that's not make-believe. We have the technology, and they are putting the pieces in place to be able to do just that. How could he do that unless he had control of the food and water supply? All of that, folks, is happening right now. It's not make-believe. This isn't 50 years down the road. As Dr. Montes stated, just go up on the Internet, at least while it's still there. That's another hot topic. The Obama administration gave control of the Internet. They're working on getting it back over to the UN. Isn't that exciting? So now the one piece that we have to be able to get information out that has been free for a while is now going to be taken away.
Well, I guess it's been passed to Billy Crone, and certainly you can go up on the Internet, get Letty's material, or you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Starting tomorrow, 1-800-544-8927. Get Pastor Billy's DVDs. You'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. Pastor Billy, God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Great program tonight, as always.
God bless. Thank you, God bless.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. And, of course, we need your help so we can maintain our network of programs and stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And you can certainly get in touch with us. Remember, it's certainly after midnight, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But for the next 24 hours, there may be a problem as we change from one exchange to another after 22 years. So under any circumstances, ladies and gentlemen, we do hope that many of you will want to get Pastor Billy Crone's final countdown. And as I say, there are nine divisions of this, each one with five or six different DVDs in it that will give you the overview of what is really going on today that you're not going to get through the regular channels. But Pastor Billy has done a magnificent job of getting together footage from all across the world, which verifies exactly what he's saying. And so, of course, you can order part 1, 2, 5, 10, or 5, 9, and you can get any one of them. And if you haven't gotten them, you need to. And then, of course, you need other people to see them because they will help them to understand what's going on and prepare for the very difficult times that lie ahead. So give us a call starting tomorrow, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or until midnight tonight. And so we get the information, and then, of course, it helped to disseminate it. Because the greatest favor you could do for a friend or for a relative was for them to be able to understand what is really going on today. And to become concerned and begin to make preparations, will we be able to survive? Remember, Chris, they talk about a third of the world, a quarter of the world's population will die, and then another quarter of the world's population will die. These people are not exaggerating. They know exactly what they're talking about. And we need to get the information out, and hopefully America, certainly, whether we will survive or not, I do not know. But it's conceivable that this country will be pretty well destroyed, and we will not have a terrible loss of life, or if we do, that at least those people who made preparations will be able to survive the coming crisis, and there's going to be a world war, or there's going to be a financial crisis, there's going to be an EMP attack, there's going to be famines, there's going to be terrible, terrible things that happen. Why? Because God said, and because, of course, America has turned against God. And when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. There is no instance in all history where a nation has turned against God, where God has not brought judgment on that nation, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. And, of course, that comes from that wonderful quotation from Thomas Jefferson, who said that God, who gave his life, gave his liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever, and I believe that with all my heart. And I hope that you will certainly get the information, get our programs. You can get them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, because we do hope you'll become a regular contributor to Radio Liberty, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and help us maintain our network. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, while we have stations across America carrying our program and bringing the truth. And of course, you can get our program on the internet. And we know, got a letter from an email today from a fellow over in a physician in Australia who listens to our program regularly. This program is being listened to all across the world. And certainly we're warning people. People are learning and making preparations accordingly. And your job, if you're in a position to help us, is to fund us. And if you're not in a position to help, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices, let her and guide her through the night.
Skies for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. Our guest this evening is Paul McGuire, and Paul, for many years, certainly was the radio host on K-Bright and a number of Crawford radio stations, and reaching people all across the country with information about what was going on. But because Paul certainly would not compromise his message, coming from a Christian point of view, let's put it this way. He and Crawford parted ways, and suddenly Paul has written some 22 books. He's a prolific writer. He's certainly a wonderful source of information. I consider him a friend, and I'm proud to call him a friend. And hopefully Paul will be here in a moment to discuss what is going on, certainly, in America and across the world from a Christian perspective. Now, you can look at things from a political point of view, and so many of them don't make sense. What's really going on in the Crimea? Why is suddenly Putin, who's always been an appendage of the American CIA, he's himself a CIA, KGB, why is Putin doing what he's doing today? It's all an act, ladies and gentlemen. What is going on in the Near East? What's going on in the Middle East? What's going on in the Far East is all manipulated. And until you understand that very little, that reality is being created for us, and a lot of this is simply a diversion to keep us from understanding that the major threat to America is not what's going on in the Far East, the Middle East, or the Near East. Well, the major threat to the United States is certainly what's going on right here at home. We have a small subversive group that controls both political parties, that controls the banks, controls most of the major corporations, controls the wealth of our country, controls the media, and their purpose is to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Now, I don't know where Paul McGuire is. Paul should be here, Sydney, but hopefully he'll be along in just a moment or two. But you must understand that this small group is basically satanic. They've been around for already thousands of years. They've never been as well organized as they are today. They have their agents all throughout the world, and basically their goal is this one world government, which has always been the goal of Satan. And that, of course, is the story that you will read in the Bible if you check it out. And so we do hope that many of you, of course, will, check the Bible and go back and read Revelation 6, Revelation 6, 8. And right now we've got Paul with us. Hi, Paul. How are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. If you pick up the story, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, we're going to be talking about what's happening in America. And I have two articles that I wrote, but the title kind of would make the theme of tonight's program, if you don't mind. And it's called Artificial Paradise and the New Man, Mankind at the Final Turning Point. And that's kind of the thesis, if you will, of tonight's program.
All right, fine. We'll just go right ahead. Don't be bashful.
Okay, well, this is an article I wrote. And essentially what I'm saying is that the human race has arrived at the final turning point, and there is now no turning back. We're at a time like no other time in human history, primarily because of science and technology. And the rate of knowledge and expansion in these areas has been multiplying and accelerating for centuries. And I guess we're heading towards a break, but I'll get back into the specifics of why this time is different than any other time in human history.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand we live in a different world, but a world that was prophesied thousands of years ago. We'll be back in just a moment with Paul McGuire.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, I guess this evening, Paul McGuire. And Paul is saying we're living in a different time. I said that we have tremendous technology now that has never existed before. But so much of this fits into the preconceived plan that is prophesied thousands of years ago. Paul, you go right ahead with your story.
Well, Dr. Stan, the rate of knowledge in regards to technology and science has not been a constant. It's been multiplying and accelerating for centuries. And there's two technologies. There's the technology that the general public understands and believes that exists, but parallel to the technology that the American public is aware of is secret and hidden technology that is about 100, 200 years into the future. So if you told the average American that these technologies existed, most of them would laugh and say, well, that's the realm of science fiction. But the reality is it's not science fiction. It's just been hidden from the American public. In addition, because the primary purpose of the public education system is not to educate but to dumb down, people have been indoctrinated so that they can only think in a very small box. They can't think outside the box. And in case somebody is skeptical about my assertion that public education is for the purpose of indoctrination, well, that's what the founders, the secular founders like John Dewey and others, That's what they said publicly in their own writing. So this is not some far right-wing conspiracy. This is paraphrasing from the people who developed the educational system. So now, in addition to the acceleration, we are now seeing a convergence of what I call simultaneous data flows in fields like genetics, computers, neurological science, transhumanism, artificial intelligence, which will culminate in some kind of singularity, psychology, quantum physics, biotechnology, medicine, computer-brain interfaces, and then all the media. Now, how these work is that these are synergistic components of what I call the convergence of data flows. And in military terms, it would be called, or in military science, this would be referred to as a force multiplier. Now, what a force multiplier effect is when you take different components and you synergistically put them together, they have an impact that far, far excels the impact of any single weapon. And I want to stress that this is not happening by accident. The reality is that there is a what they call a scientific elite, an elite that rules this world. And they are using very, very advanced mathematics, psychology, cult-based science, and they have been for centuries. And their goal is to create a counterfeit of the kingdom of God on planet Earth with man being God. And that counterfeit of the kingdom of God I refer to as an artificial paradise. And the counterfeit of the kingdom of God is the New World Order. So when we hear the term the New World Order, the New World Order is simply a counterfeit of the kingdom of God on Earth, where God is out of the equation and a false Christ will rule this new world order. So this technology flows right in line and right in sync with Bible prophecy going all the way back to the days of Noah. Are we still on? Dr. Stan, I can't hear you, so maybe you can hear me, and I'll hang up, and hopefully I will get a call back. God bless you all, Paul McGuire.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Paul, are you there? Paul, are you there?
Where's the button?
Paul, are you there?
Is this Dr. Stan?
Yes, go right ahead. I'm sorry for the interruption. Go ahead.
No problem. I think I left off on the fact that these various forces are what they call, in military terms, a force multiplier effect, where you have of different components, but when they work together, they have a far more powerful impact. Now, the point, though, that I'm trying to stress, and this is the key point, there has never been a time in human history ever where we have had the level of advanced technology and science that is on a scale undreamed of by previous generations. So we are now at the point of no return, because the technologies and sciences we have now developed and we are now implementing most of which the American people are unaware of, once they're put in place, being put in place now, there will be no turning back. And I'll give you an example of that. An example of that would be what we call the computer brain interface and the concept of the world brain, first developed by the science fiction writer H.G. Wells. And the computer brain interface will work with a biochip or a nanochip implant placed in the brain of every person on planet Earth, which could easily be the mark of the beast referred to in the book of Revelation. But the computer brain interface does a number of things. First of all, it allows the amplification of human intelligence and memory through a computer brain interface. It allows for transactions financially and a number of positive things, medical database, so on and so forth. But the danger is once you establish a computer brain interface, you are using an RFID signal via satellite with an electronic chip placed in people's brains to communicate with a computer. That gives the computer the power to override the human will, to control emotion, and now you have the prospect of the ultimate totalitarian state, because the computer brain interface allows an elite, a scientific elite, to exercise total, absolute control and dominion over every citizen on planet Earth. And once that's set in motion, I don't know of any way to turn it back.
I would certainly share your concern, but don't you think there's going to be a mass genocide before they actually start to do this?
Yes, there's going to be a number of things. And I know your listeners are pretty savvy on this, but the average American is not savvy at all. So we go back to this elite, and you've talked about this elite in a number of your books, and you've been talking about it on your radio show for years, decades. This elite, they see themselves as above traditional morality. And this is not my assessment. This is paraphrasing or quoting their own words. So, for example, one of the Fabian socialists, one of the architects of the New World Order, Bertrand Russell, he literally came out and said that truly high-minded men are not bound by traditional morality. And Bertrand Russell called for mass genocide. He called for the use of biological plague, nuclear warfare, mass starvation, and endless wars to radically reduce the population by billions of people. And if people think that all the calamities on planet Earth are the result of random chance, they're crazy. These are planned genocidal events. H.G. Wells, and I quote him. I quote all these people, by the way, in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America, and I document the books that they wrote so people don't have to take my word for it. They can see documentation for these outrageous statements. And then you have so many others. And these elite are calling for the eradication of approximately 6 billion people on planet Earth in the next couple of decades. And they're very serious about it.
And, of course, if the average individual listening to the program, that sounds ridiculous. But we have the books, and certainly everything that Paul is saying is absolutely true. And all you need to do is simply go onto the Internet and type in Georgia Guidestones and look at this their secret document. Their secret edifice there in Elberton, Georgia, they put it up. I didn't put it up, where they call for the elimination of over 90% of the population of the world.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Paul is talking about these various ideas and basically the fact that Adolf Hitler and certainly the Holocaust was an effort to apply suddenly the scientific techniques, genetic engineering to create a super race, and of course that Adolf Hitler actually thought it was the white, the blonde, blue-eyed Northern European. Now, remember, Adolf Hitler was said he had black hair and a black mustache, and yet, of course, he was not Northern European, and yet, of course, this was his purpose. And they did. They killed an awful lot of people, going along with the ideas put forward by Malthus in the 1800s. And Malthus basically talked about the fact that we needed to radically reduce the population of the world, and that these ideas of euthanasia have been around ever since then. It's all about genetic engineering, and Chris the Rockefellers picked this up, and it is being applied in America today. Go right ahead, Paul.
Well, Stan, you know, you've been a pioneer on this for a long time. We take Madame Blavatsky, the Russian occult teacher, and we take the female founder of Lucis Trust. Her name just escapes me. Perhaps you can remind me.
The female founder of the Lucis Trust.
The female, I forgot her name.
All right, it'll come to me in just a moment. You go ahead.
Okay. So when you read their writing, when you read Blavatsky's writing, in externalization of the hierarchy, and she's an occult teacher that influenced Hitler and many of the elites, she openly praises Hitler and Mussolini and the and Lenin and Stalin and the other dictators. She literally praises them for slaughtering 200 million people because she says in her own writings that these men, these dictators, were doing the work of God. Now, this is a demonic, Luciferian, perverse belief system. But Lucis Trust was established on the grounds of the United Nations. And Lucis Trust, let's say, is the official religious body at the United Nations. And so our world leaders like Rockefeller and others, they totally buy into Lucis Trust. Now, Lucis Trust was short for Lucifer Trust, and they got in trouble and they had to move off the grounds of the UN. But the UN still believes that. So when you have Christian leaders all smiley and telling you how much they love you, and yet they are in partnership with the United Nations, what you really need to understand is we judge somebody's intent not by their words, by their actions. Why would any Christian leader with a big smile on his face join forces with an international body whose stated objective is to slaughter billions of people through starvation and war and diseases? And people want to pretend that this is not so, but we both have seen the documentation. We know that it's so.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
So now we are moving into a different time period where transhumanism, which is simply the biotech science, where we are using genetic engineering, the modification of human DNA, and most importantly, interspecies breeding, where they are now mixing the DNA of man and animal, and some people believe the DNA of man, animal, and Nephilim, which would be fallen angel. Now, if that's the case, I personally think it is the case, that's a fulfillment of the words of Jesus Christ when he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Christ was not referring to the wickedness and violence alone in the days of Noah. He was specifically referring to Genesis 6 when the sons of God, which literally is translated the B'nai Elohim, and the Hebrew scholars said specifically that the sons of God meant fallen angels. So all these Christian theologians who have revised biblical history and have tried to maintain a Sethite view that it means something else have not interpreted the Bible correctly. The Hebrew scholars said the sons of God meant fallen angels, and the fallen angels in Genesis 6 had sex with human women and produced the Nephilim.
Well, the thing is that there is a spiritual component to everything going on. I do believe that there are supernatural beings out there, and of course, we don't know who they are, but they do have an agenda, and it's all part of this population control agenda that is certainly being enacted today. The average individual finds it difficult to believe these things are true. You can go to my website, radioliberty.com, and pull down my population control agenda monograph. Population control agenda monograph, or you can get it on the city. Just Google it, read it, and understand.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
And certainly Paul is talking about the effect of our diet, and that the fact that general genetically modified foods are having a profound impact on the health of the people, and certainly predisposing them to disease and destroying their minds, destroying their bodies. They know exactly what they're doing. Why are they modifying the food? Why do they have a doomsday seed bank? Why are they going to destroy the population as a whole, except for the elite? And then, of course, they have the doomsday seed bank for what it's time to start in all over again. Our guest is, of course, Paul McGuire. Paul, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get your information?
Yeah, we have lots of free articles, a lot of free research, YouTube for people to watch. And my website is www.paulmcguire.com. McGuire is McGuire. The brand new website is paulmcguire.us. But even if you go to paulmcguire.com, it will flip you to the brand new website, paulmcguire.us. And we all have all kinds of free resources for people to watch, to educate them. So tons of hundreds of pages of articles they can read for free. So we have this GMO food. Now, that's one thing. And I was speaking of Henry Kissinger being 91 years old and very vibrant. I can guarantee, and Brzezinski is elderly and very vibrant. And you'll notice that a number of these elite globalists are very vibrant and healthy in their latter years. The reason for that is that they are not going to public health care. They're not going to the same health care that the American middle class is going to. They're seeing elite doctors. They're getting treatments that are not legal for the average American. And they're getting diets and nutrition that are giving them longevity beyond what the average person will experience. They're not going to walk into an Obamacare clinic. They have their own private elite clinic. And people need to understand that the purpose of public health care and the purpose of the pharmaceutical industry and the purpose of the GMO food is intended to shorten the lifespan of Americans and people all around the world, because what they want is they want people alive when they are productive. And then when they arbitrarily decide what age a person is not productive, they want them to die as fast as possible. And so what they've done with GMO food, the pharmaceutical industry, and a number of other factors, people are, unlike the previous generation, people are dying. They're getting diabetes. They're getting cancers. They're getting all kinds of Alzheimer's, epidemic and Alzheimer's. They're getting all these unnecessary diseases. And the next step will be euthanasia, because the healthcare plans are literally modeled after Adolf Hitler's universal healthcare plan, which was called T4. And the reason Adolf Hitler was able to provide an affordable healthcare plan to the German people is that when they became really sickly or elderly or had expensive diseases, he euthanized them. He terminated them. And this generation, the several generations, which were all gung-ho about voting for abortion or didn't really stand up against abortion, they have sowed something, and they're going to reap it, because their children have adopted this abortion mentality. And when their children see them with Alzheimer's and all these other diseases that are costly and expensive, their children do not want to be saddled with the taxation and the debt, and they're going to go along with this lie that it's merciful to pull the plug and euthanize their parents. So this abortion mentality, right from the beginning, ends up being a methodology for mass euthanasia. And that's what's going to happen, because it's the only way you can save trillions of dollars and make health care affordable.
It's a tragic, but it's true. Go ahead.
Now, I know I'm heavy. I have a tendency of being heavy. And I want to mention another thing here, and then I want to give hope, because I don't want to just bring people to despair or learned helplessness or depression, because there are answers that we can employ. Christianity does not teach fatalism. This concept of this new world order out of chaos, and by the way, when we look at all these systems in America failing, when we look at the soaring trillion-dollar debt, when we look at all the social systems failing and the anarchy and chaos, none of this is random. This is all a very developed strategy by community organizers like Saul Alinsky, who created Manufactured Crisis, and then the Columbia University professors, Cloward and Piven, created a strategy where they deliberately designed to overwhelm every social institution, like healthcare, with chaos, so that they could deliberately break it down and replace it with a Marxist solution. So all the chaos that people see, and people are all getting mad at the Democrats and the Republicans, this is planned chaos. These people aren't stupid. The president isn't stupid, and neither are the elected representatives. The purpose is to overwhelm the system so it collapses, so they can replace it with a Marxist system, and that's the game plan.
And let me suggest people read Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven, writing back in the 1960s, talked about creating the chaos that would collapse the system. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right. So people need to understand the soaring deficit, the financial mismanagement, and the immigration problem, or whatever the problem is, the healthcare problem. This is not the result of incompetence. It's not the result of poor planning. This is the result of a strategic plan to create chaos, because the motto of the Illuminati is order out of chaos. And it's how they're going to bring in a new system. So as we move forward, what we see coming into place is what Aldous Huxley called the scientific dictatorship, where through scientific mind control, people will learn to love their slavery and servitude. And that's what we have going on here. But we go back to Adolf Hitler. Interestingly enough, Adolf Hitler wrote a book, The New World Order. H.G. Wells wrote a book called The New World Order. And Hitler called for a genetic modification of what he called the new man. And it was the genetic creation of a new man that was Hitler's goal. And that's what the goal of transhumanism is and biotechnology is. So what we're seeing is that a scientific dictatorship using genetic engineering is creating a caste system, like in India, of like alpha, beta, delta classes, where people are being genetically bred to be workers, and some people are genetically bred to be like managers. And it's done very subtly, so people can't catch on. Now, you add to that that the human race, through computer-brain interfaces, is going to be linked together in what they call a hive mind, where mankind becomes like a giant bee's nest controlled by a supercomputer and super intelligence run by an elite-controlled world brain. And let me read you what Hitler said, though, regarding this genetic technology of making godmen, or the Übermensch that Nietzsche talked about. And this is an exact quote from Hitler, and I have this in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America. Hitler said these words: "What will the social order of the future be like, comrade? I will tell you, there will be a class of overlords, after them the rank and file of the party members and the hierarchical order, and then the great mass of anonymous followers, servants, and workers in perpetuity, and beneath them again all the conquered foreign races, the modern slaves, and over and above all, these will reign a new and exalted nobility of whom I cannot speak, but of all these plans, the militant members will know nothing. The new man is living among us now. He is here. Isn't that enough for you? I will tell you a secret. I have seen the new man. He is intrepid and cruel. I was afraid of him." And this is a quote from Adolf Hitler in 1939. So obviously, Hitler saw firsthand the genetic creation of a soulless transhumanist Superman.
And he wrote that then after he wrote Mein Kampf.
Correct.
And this is called the New World Order?
The source I have for that, hold on, I lost my page. It's Adolf Hitler, and then it says Hermann Rösching, and I believe it's from a book called Hitler Speaks in 1939. But it's an exact quote from Hitler.
All right, fine. Of course, I think that is very, very accurate. He says, seeing these people, he knows who they are, and even he was afraid of them. Go ahead.
So what people need to understand is Bible prophecy is not to be taken as a metaphor. It's to be taken literally. So when Jesus Christ, and then we need to understand that unfortunately, the schools of theology in America are dumbed down. The professors are dumbed down, and they teach dumbed-down curriculum. Because the Bible, if you take the Bible literally as the inspired Word of God, an inerrant Word of God, the Bible is a DNA, digital, holographic, genetic book that deals with multidimensional warfare, portals into other dimensions, the abyss, and a holographic antichrist, and very sophisticated scientific themes. I mean, going back to the Tower of Babel, was built to be a portal into another dimension. That's why the translation for the Tower of Babel is the Gate of the Gods. Well, it's an interdimensional gate of the gods, small g, and the gods are fallen angels. That was just one interdimensional portal. And then, of course, we understand that the primary purpose of the flood was genetic. God wiped out the human race and the animal kingdom as well by a flood. Why did he do that? Well, this was not a generic judgment against the wickedness of mankind. The reason we know that is because God specifically told Noah to build an ark and to call all of the animal kingdom, two by two, male and female, into the ark, as well as Noah and his family, which were male and female. That tells us that the purpose of the ark was to preserve male and female of every species for the purpose of reproduction. The ark is a reproduction vehicle, and this is all about DNA, because what happens is the flood wipes out all flesh. And after all flesh is wiped out, God tells Noah and the animals to replenish the earth, to reproduce once again, and start all over again. This is clearly a genetic event. And on top of that, this is reinforced countless times by other scriptures. The most popular being Jesus saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. He was referring to the return of the Nephilim. And then you read the books in the New Testament, such as Jude, and we don't normally take the book of Enoch seriously, but when the book of Jude tells us to read the book of Enoch, then we have permission from the Lord to read the book of Enoch. And in the passages mentioned by the book of Jude, Enoch is an account of the fallen angels and how they first descended on planet Earth in Mount Hermon, and they mated with human women, and these fallen angels imparted highly advanced scientific technology to the human race. Now, what's also interesting is the Mount Hermon area is the area of Phoenicia. And Phoenicia is from where we get the word Phoenix from. So on the back of the U.S. dollar, we see the symbol of the Phoenix. And on the other side, we see the Illuminati pyramid with the word New World Order on the base of it.
I think you really need to explain that you're talking about the eagle, but it wasn't initially an eagle. When it was first put on the back of the dollar bill, it was a phoenix bird. Go ahead.
Correct. And so you have to say, well, why is there a phoenix on the back of the dollar, and why is there a pyramid? Well, the pyramid is clearly an Illuminati pyramid, because we see the all-seeing eye of Horus, or the all-seeing eye of Lucifer, towards the top of the pyramid. Now, the purpose of the phoenix has to do with ancient Phoenicia. It's a reference to America's destiny being interconnected to ancient Phoenicia. And what happened in ancient Phoenicia? That was the general location of Mount Hermon, where the fallen angels descended and mated with human women. So then we go to the 1600s, where Sir Francis Bacon, the head of the occult Rosicrucian movement, plan for America to be the head of the New World Order, and he also planned for America to be the New Atlantis. Now, the Phoenix refers to the fallen angels that mated with human women in Phoenicia, and Sir Francis Bacon got his ideas of government based on Plato, who got his ideas from Atlantis, Atlantis was ruled by 10 god kings, but these 10 god kings were fallen angels. So there's a deep secret here that we're going to see opened up in the next couple of years.
Well, I fear that you're absolutely right. I don't think most people understand the spiritual component of what's going on. Of course, our guest has been Paul McGuire. Paul, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you. Look forward to having you again real soon.
God bless you, Dr. Stan, and God bless all your listeners.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Sydney. We hope you enjoyed the program with Paul McGuire because there's a great deal of wisdom in what he has to say. And unless you understand the background of the occult forces working certainly within America since its inception and really going back thousands of years even before anybody had ever heard of America. But you must understand there's this small group of people working behind the scenes to bring about a world government. And it was always prophesied that that would come from the United States. When America was initially founded, there were predominantly Christians who limited the power of government so men could be free. But the elite were here. This elite group that controlled the banking system and the wealth of our nation, even early on. And, of course, they did everything then they could to utilize, certainly, their position of power so they could one day take control of our government and use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Why do we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? why do we have a massive embassy in Baghdad with at least 10,000 contractors and military forces and other people over there? Why, Sidney, should we have permanently stationed well over 40,000 troops in Germany and 30,000 troops in Japan and 20,000 troops in Korea? We occupy those countries, ladies and gentlemen, and nobody wants to tell the American people. Well, our job is to get the truth out. So basically, you can read our material. You need read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Read our newsletters. Go to RadioLiberty.com, our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters. You can listen to our programs. And certainly, the Internet is a wonderful way to listen. People all over the world listen to Radio Liberty by Internet. And basically, of course, you can as well, and encourage others to listen. We need to reach as many people as we can in the allotted time. Remember, of course, God makes the decision. What's going to happen? Our job is simply to educate as many people as we can in the time given to us. So remember our website, RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, we do need your financial help to maintain our network of stations across America. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, while we're able to reach people all across America with the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and an understanding that we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So once again, our website, RadioLiberty.com, please go there and encourage other people to go there to listen to us on the Internet. And, of course, hopefully when they listen to us, they'll begin to learn and then they can teach others. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get certainly the book, The New Media Monopoly, which will give you an understanding of how this small group of evil and wealthy people control the media. That's The New Media Monopoly in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how Hitler escaped, you need to get the 4-CD set. Did Hitler escape? And yes, Hitler did escape. You want to know how we financed Sidney, the Nazis, both before and during World War II? My interviews with John Loftus. And of course, they're called the War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. Go to our website. There's so much great material there. You need to get it. You need to repeat it. You need to copy anything that we've done and get it out across America, across the world. And then join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land.